Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
Recently, the Australian federal election was held. Australia voted. Two things to note about its version of democracy is that in Australia, there is compulsory voting, which is actually compulsory attendance in the ballot booth. What you do with your ballot is up to you. And there is proportional voting, not the first-past-the-post system here in the United Kingdom. The parliamentary majority is 76 seats in the House of Representatives, and the big picture outcome was quickly known. The Liberal National Government lost, and there would be a Labour government, but it would take many days for all the voting to be counted before it was known whether it will be a majority or minority government. Even with proportional voting, Australian parliaments have been largely two-party systems, but not now. The big shock and surprise and change has been the rise of the independents, the vast majority women, but who have campaigned largely on climate action and anti-corruption issues. I haven't been in Australia now for two decades, but it strikes me that there is change happening. If you want to choose a representative, and you have minimised the importance of the political machinery, then what you have is a candidate seeking your vote and their performance. If already in Parliament, what have they done for their electorate? Or their promises? What will they do for their electorate? In the political world of compromise and negotiation, what emerges becomes more a question of character. We mightn't care too much about the character of our pilot or surgeon because we seek their technical expertise. But more and more, it seems to me, that when we have people interacting with people, such as in politics, especially when there is power and privilege involved, then a person's character seems to be increasingly important, as well as their technical expertise. When we teach our children how to live with others, we are teaching character. When we don't teach our children how to live with others, we are still forming their character. The values in the Sea Cadets are about a person's character, whether in uniform or in civilian clothes. Christian discipleship is about following Jesus. Firstly, knowing his character, then learning and growing to be like him. What is the character of God? If you wandered through the aisles of this world's supermarket of religion, what would attract you to a deity? My guess is that people around the world would respond to a God who cares, who relates to them personally and not as a pet. And obviously, the face of Jesus is the best and only way to meet God and the reality of our existence. Undoubtedly, it can also be said that the Christian church can be rejected because of the character encountered, both institutional and personal. People can have stories about a pastor or a person who went to church but who did wrong to them. Maybe people do have unrealistic expectations of Christians, but when bad things are said or done, and I accept that every incident is different, what can make a big difference is if the Christian character is marked by humility and repentance. When Christians follow Jesus when they have done wrong, then perhaps some of those stories would have had different endings. Who knows what will happen in Australian politics over the next 3 years? Who knows what will happen politically all around the world? We wait and see. But besides competency regarding the tasks ahead, I think a person's character is returning to centre stage and is more and more important. And with regards to religion, the question of character has never really lost its importance. How wonderful for the church and the world that the character of Jesus, who he is and what he has done, offers us the best and only God with whom we can live the best life possible. Let us pray. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have given us life through Christ and made us one in Him. May our attitudes and character reflect Jesus. Break down all barriers that divide us and teach us to live in harmony as members of your family. Teach us to live humbly in the world and how best to reveal Jesus in how we live. We ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.